servants, even worse. No pride these days. He tapped the brandy flask for emphasis. When Uncle Igor was sent out for genius's brain, that's what you damn well got. There was none of this fumble finger stuff and then pinching a brain out of the really insane jar and hoping no one had noticed. They always do, anyway. Nanny took a step back. The only sensible way to hold a conversation with Igor was when you had an umbrella.
I think I've heard of that chap, she said. Didn't he stitch folk together out of dead parts?
No, really? Said Agnes, shocked. How?
That's right. Is there a problem?
No, I call it prudent, said Nanny, taking her foot off Agnes's toe. My mum was a dab hand at sewing a new sheet from bits of old ones, and people's worth more than linen, so he's your master now, is he?
No, my Uncle Igor still works for him. Been struck by lightning 300 times and still puts in a full night's work.
Have a drop more of that brandy. It's very cold out here, said Nanny. So, who is your master, Igor?
Call them masters, said Igor with sudden venom and a light shower. Huh. Now, the old count, he was a gentleman of the old school. He knew how it all works. Proper evening dress at all times. That's the rule.
Evening dress, eh? Said Nanny.
Yes. This lot only wear it in the evening. Can you imagine that? The rest of the time, it's all swanning around in fancy waistcoats and lacy skirts. Huh. Do you know what this lot have done?
Do tell.
They've oiled the hinges.
Igor took a hefty pull of Nanny's special brandy.
Some of those squeaks took bloody years to get right. But oh no, now it's Igor cleaned those spiders out of the dungeon. And Igor, order up some proper oil lamps. All these flickering torches are so 15 minutes ago. So the place looks old. Being a vampire's about continuity, isn't it? You get lost in the mountains and see a burning light in some castle, you've got a right to expect proper squeaking doors and some old world courtesy, ain't you?
Ah, right. And a bed in the room with a balcony outside, said Nanny.
My point exactly.
Proper billowing curtains too.
Damn right.
Real guttering candles.
I spend ages getting them properly dribbly. Not that anyone cares.
You got to get the details right, I always say, said Nanny. Well, well, well. So, our king invited vampires, eh?
There was a thump as Igor slumped backwards and a tinny sound as the flask landed on the cobbles. Nanny picked it up and secreted it about her person.
Good head for his drink, she remarked.
Not many people ever tasted Nanny Ogg's homemade brandy. It was technically impossible. Once it encountered the warmth of the human mouth, it immediately turned into fumes. You drank it via your sinuses.
What are we going to do? Said Agnes.
Do? He invited them. They're guests, said Nanny. I bet if I asked him, Verence would tell me to mind my own business. Of course he wouldn't put it quite like that, she added, since she knew the king had no suicidal tendencies. He'd probably use the word respect 2 or 3 times at least, but it'd mean the same thing in the end.
But vampires, what's Granny going to say?
Listen, my girl, they'll be gone tomorrow. Well, today, really.
We'll just keep an eye on them and wave them goodbye when they go.
We don't even know what they look like.
Nanny looked at the recumbent Igor. On reflection, maybe I should have asked him, she said. She brightened up. Still, there's one way to find them. That's something everyone knows about vampires.
In fact, there are many things everyone knows about vampires, without really taking into account that perhaps the vampires know them by now too.
The castle hall was a din. There was a mob around the buffet table. Nanny and Agnes helped out.
Canopy, anyone? Said Nanny, shoving a tray towards a likely-looking group.
I beg your pardon, said someone.
Oh, canapés.
He took a vol-au-vent and bit into it as he turned back to the group.
So I said to his lordship, "Whoa, what the hell is this?"
He turned to find himself under close scrutiny by the wrinkled old lady in a pointy hat.
"Sorry," she said. This is just mashed garlic.